Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Melissa, are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists.
We're
not experts in anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit.
And we love giving you guys advice, but as we said... Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help. Okay, cheers, guys.
Oh my God, cheers.
Happy cheers.
Happy Valentine's.
Timmy, aka Ruby Adler, is joining us today.
I'm so happy to be here.
Timmy and I have not seen each other for a hell of a long time.
It's been a very long time.
I haven't seen you either.
I know, it's not right. I need to...
It's not right.
I'm living a bit further away.
Yeah, this is the problem. We used to see each other all the time.
And I need to...
And also, like, FaceTime you. I've not spoken to you.
Months.
Maybe it's me, because I got a new...
It's me as well. I've been in a bit of a love bubble. I need to come out of it.
Yeah, you know what that is, what it is.
And I'm aware of it. I've been a bit shit.
I've been shit too.
But I'm back. I'm going to make a very effort.
She's back with a bang.
Back for Galentine's.
Should we try this gorgeous, gorgeous...
Yes, I'm excited to try this.
This is sparkling wine. I also have some... you guys try it. I'm going to get the info up about it.
Oh my God, it's crisp and it's delicious.
It's very dry, just how I like it.
A new female-founded wine shop and community by women for women.
Yes, women.
Which is very smooth.
Okay, so the wine community is called Outpour. It's all founded by women, basically. So
I love that.
It goes very well with our Galentine's.
Sorry, this is ideal for Galentine's. We're all in a relationship, but we're going to do Galentine's situation.
We have to.
I did Galentine's, and Valentine's Day was actually yesterday, technically, for us now when we're filming this.
Oh, got you.
Did you do something with all your girlfriends?
Just with one of them.
Honestly, I'd happily not do anything. We are doing something, but...
What are you doing?
We are going for dinner. We're just going out for dinner.
Lovely.
And then we were going to go to White City and have some drinks. But it's a bit weird because it is on a Tuesday.
Yeah. I agree. It feels strange. So the last time that we all saw each other together, the three of us, and we had all of our boyfriends, that was a really lovely... It was one of my birthday dinners.
Oh, yeah.
We bumped into...
Both of our ex-boyfriends!
With our new boyfriends. To be fair, that's happened to me before quite a few times. But it was so funny. So we had Rez and Harry Barron sat having a little burger in the corner.
It was quite sweet.
Burger and a pint in the corner.
What are the chances?
Ran up and was like, hello.
You guys have
upstairs.
Not in
a weird way. I didn't run up, but I was like...
Well, it's polite. It'd be weird if you did
it. Also, quite sweet to see them. They were having a sweet burger.
They were lovely. Bless them. They were like... He was like, is that Ryobi? Sorry, don't bring him over. Me, I was like, do you want to meet him? He's like, don't bring him over. In his head, he's like, no, so fucking tall. Please don't introduce him.
Oh my God.
Oh, but they're so sweet, Harry.
They were so sweet. But that was just so funny. I was like, what were the chances of that happening?
Because you never bump into exes.
I never bump into Rez, ever.
And you don't, but you guys are on perfect terms.
How is it when you guys see each other? Because obviously, does he still film?
Does he still flirt? And I was like, whoa, gang, some
I wouldn't say we're on perfect terms.
But no bad blood.
As good as it could be for an ex that you don't really like.
I wouldn't say it's bad blood. Like, you know, I'll greet him if he's
there. You'll be civil.
Greet with a handshake or with a kiss.
No, you give him a hug, surely. Hey, how are you? Hi, bye.
I think he's still filming. I've seen him once this series at the beginning.
You've seen him at
it's lovely.
He's Trump, I think I told you.
Yes.
I haven't seen him since.
Okay, fine. You never have fun with him. Lovely.
We don't really have like a similar circle anymore at all.
Don't have any friends in common.
You know, I think at some point we will bump into him again. And, you know, I'm sure Nick will see him.
And time will pass and life goes on and people will be
friends. Yeah, I wish him well. I, you know, he was a big part of my life.
Totally.
I'm not going to sit here and, you know, be mean, but it didn't work. And now I've got a great boyfriend and I'm very happy and in love.
And it's just the best thing ever. The best thing ever.
He really is lovely.
You know when there's like, even if you don't give a fuck about your ex, right? There's just something about like bumping into them when you look really good. You've got the new boyfriend on
not
the arm.
Not when you look shit though.
No,
obviously not.
I remember
not.
Once I had to but film, no. I made in Chelsea and I was hanging out of my ass and I ate a falafel wrap in the morning. Not that I care about my ex, but I then turned up to the filming being like, oh, it's obviously going to be with Verity. And I literally had no makeup on and it was him. And I was like, oh God, not today. Not with the falafel bread.
No. Oh my God.
I was like, surely not today. Like, I couldn't vlog
of all the time.
I literally was wearing like the work. Sophie, stop talking.
Love it.
We got to rate the honesty. Right, we're getting into the nitty gritty now of why you guys have even tuned in to listen and hear all about Ruby.
Oh, Ruby, you're in the hot seat, sweet cheeks.
Crikey.
She's got a new boyfriend.
How in love, on a scale
very
of
in love,
off
very
the Richter.
Well, it's been a couple of months now, but I mean, very early days, I guess.
No,
on paper.
But you have been boyfriend, girlfriend for a decent amount of time.
Yeah, it's been a few months and we're living together.
Yeah.
So which exciting. Is like, I guess a lot of people might be like, that's quite quick, but we have known each other for years. So yeah. It's not like, I think a lot of people thought, oh, I went out and got a new boyfriend and I'm almost like picked him up off the street. Like I woke up one day and was like, you know what? I want a boyfriend today. And I like kind of walked down the road and was like, you'll do. I'll take you. But no, like people were so shocked. They were like, didn't see
him. Where's
coming.
He come
like,
from?
Where's he come
yeah,
from?
Yeah, yeah.
Who is he? Like, no, we've known each other for years. We, you know, we were friends for a long time. And then, you know, I really believe in timing. Timing yeah. is everything. Timing yeah. is key.
Obviously, Ruby's probably always had a crush on him because he's absolutely stunning.
He is. Yeah, he's literally like a Viking. Not as in, what do you mean? You know, like Troy. Like he's
yeah.
so tall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, striking. Hello. Everyone sort of looks at him when he walks into a room.
Him next to Jamie when we went for that dinner was so funny. Like Jamie literally looked like his younger brother, his younger child.
That was such a fun night, actually.
I know that was.
So yeah, very happy, in a very good place. I'm in a bit of a love bubble.
I must say.
And I need to...
No, I think it's nice.
We're waiting for you. We're not going anywhere.
Yeah,
I know.
But we would like to see some more.
I know.
I do miss you a little
bit. I miss you both terribly. We're going to have some drinks afterwards.
We can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm already a little bit on my way, to be honest.
I would be too, but you guys took the last
champagne
topper.
I know, you need some of mine, because I feel bad now.
not offering mine. Rubes, it is very lovely to see you so happy, because obviously we've seen you go up and down.
Oh, what a roller coaster.
what a 10 years.
And you are just like the best form I've ever seen you on. So
yeah.
That's all that matters.
He is very sweet.
Okay, right. Let's get into the nitty gritty.
Very sweet.
So talk about, so obviously moving in.
Yeah.
When you're still in the honeymoon phase.
Yes.
There's probably a lot that gets uncovered a lot sooner.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So talk to me about it. I'm still avoiding so much.
Well,
like,
you'll be.
I still wait for Toby to go home before certain things are done.
Okay, so
do you know what I mean?
I've done one poo in the flat.
What? And how long? Wait, guys. How long have you been living there? How long have you lived there?
I swear my mum's lied. One poo.
How long have you lived there?
I've been there since the end of October.
So how many months is that? 4 months?
I don't believe
that. No, I take
5 months, one poo.
Any given opportunity. Watch how guys might use the bathroom. No, I honestly, I can't do it. I can't. I get
what,
so nervous. I don't want to pick, I don't want him to like be around.
But wait, so where do you go?
The shower. I do the shower thing. No, I mean, I'm past that stage.
So you've got like 10 bathrooms in your house. He's never finding
you. We have
three.
No. So I have a bit of a routine. When we walk the dog.
Oh yeah, you go to a coffee.
Or you go get coffee.
There we go. I knew she'd go to a coffee.
No, it's very stressful.
What if there's a queue?
No, I just
like,
there's a queue for the loo. That's why I've been so
he's clocked on. He'll be like, oh, the coffee shop, really? And I'm like, no, I need the bathroom. And he's like, oh, okay, you need the bathroom at every like the same time every single day.
I'm Ruby,
like,
that's,
no, I will get there, but I'm just like,
that's bad for your bowels.
Like, you don't want to get. I don't want to say the word megarection.
Oh no, get what?
My brother scared me that there's this thing. Apparently,
so
it's
my
not
brother had
injury.
It. I was like, I don't think you should.
No. Like boy chat, and they were like, if you try and hold in a shit for too long, you get mega rectum.
No, I don't. I always go. I don't just hold it for days. I
but
go
like,
to the toilet.
Surely in the morning after your first coffee, like you're like,
I have to go. If I get a morning, I'm like, right,
no,
let me go now.
I plan my coffee.
It's really bad because
it
might get constipation.
I plan my day and my coffee around.
You also, you're such a slow little coffee drinker. It takes 2 hours.
It does take me hours to drink it.
I also, there's not much. You're very small.
What else about living together? So.
She's become a lot more wholesome with the
you're very
the
wholesome.
Meals.
You live such wholesome life.
You really do.
Now, I never
She's
used to cook.
The pooch,
I'm cooking in like every night. We're like on a bit of a delivery ban at the moment. he doesn't cook. He wouldn't even know how to turn the oven on. So I've actually ended up really enjoying cooking. Not that so I'm great, but I'm like cooking like fairly basic meals. But I'm like, it's quite therapeutic.
Lovely. Totally.
And what are you cooking? Give us a little insight.
So, I mean, nothing. I did a fish pie the other day.
Because he loves a bit of fish. Because he used to be pescatarian.
So he used to be pescatarian. So he used to be vegan.
Oh, wait, remember. We
then he weaned himself onto fish. And now he's eating meat again. He is eating meat.
So he's like me. We did the whole three.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And I'm actually really glad he's meeting me again because it makes cooking just easier.
Easier for you. So when was your, when he asked you to be the girlfriend, like give us some gossip on that.
Do you know, it was really quite dull. It wasn't a big.
Oh no, no, but whose is a big deal? But like, it's a big deal to us.
He was kind of like, I don't want to just ask you like randomly sitting at home in the kitchen. And then that's exactly
love
what
how you were already living together at this point pretty much as well.
I was kind of staying around every night, but we didn't have like, the like official I had a few basics in. There. But then like, he was like, look, I think I'm a bit older now and I'm like, I'm not going to just...
You, things go at a faster pace than when they're older, yeah.
Pace. Work out if it works. And if studio,
we want to be together, I, you know, he doesn't live like around the corner from me. So it would be a bit of a effort to, you know, sure, take no. all my stuff back and forth. Like I wanted to move out from my parents anyway. Hopefully, you know, where we're living right now is like temporary. It's not where we want to like base ourselves.
It's not your forever home, but no, like, it's we're not. So young anyway.
But it, you know, it works. We... You know,
you love it.
He asked me to move in, like, really sweetly, actually. Like, kind of got me a key cut and everything.
Wait, can you tell us about that? Can you tell us about that? Can you tell us about
so
that?
So we had the conversation about it. He was like, look, it makes sense. You know, he was living there on his own, obviously. And it's not like he had flatmates or anything. So he was like, you're
very
my girlfriend.
Easy for you to just...
Why don't you just move in? Like...
I love that assertive yes,
he was,
Nick.
It was very, like, he was
point,
very, like,
no
confident
shit.
With it.
Yeah, he is
like,
a confident guy, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
He was like, why don't we just, you know... He actually asked me to move in before he asked me to be his girlfriend, which probably...
Should be the other way around.
Should be the other way around. But anyway, you know, living together.
We're in modern age.
I'm not 21 anymore.
Exactly,
well.
Like, who cares? You can have babies without getting married
yeah,
today,
exactly.
guys.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Okay, right. Valentine's stuff. We've asked you guys what you were doing for Galentine's and some of you have written in.
Okay, so 10 years married and 2 children, Chinese takeaway at home... Wearing a ghost dress.
Lovely.
I love it.
Oh my God,
what a dream. Dress up, have a Chinese. That's very you too. You love a Chinese.
I love a Chinese.
I love
it's
a
probably
Chinese.
My favourite takeaway.
I hate same. I'm not gonna lie, I've probably had one in my life. It's just
really?
Not something I've
oh
ever
my God.
What about a lovely like fresh pad Thai pak choi?
I don't like Thai food. I like Japanese and then I like Lebanese.
And
I like
Indian. What about a crispy aromatic
yeah,
duck
like
when it's
Indian.
Sliced?
I'm not mad for it. I hate duck sauce.
Sweet and sour chicken's one of my favourite dishes in the world.
Just no.
Chili shredded beef. Egg
oh
fried
my
rice.
God, so good.
Chili shredded beef, I'm there. Egg fried rice, I'm there. But like...
miso aubergine. I have this miso aubergine.
But that's Japanese.
Miso aubergine salad yum. With rice noodles. It was one of the best things I've ever had. I could have
that
every
Japanese.
Day for lunch. But it's from Huo. So it's like under the Chinese restaurant bracket. It's just on my order.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Delivery is actually where all my money goes. It's
same.
Frightening.
Oh God, it is frightening. Caps. When you count it up, it's yeah. not. Especially not when my. We were talking about this the other day. Sophie was like, I spend all day on delivery. And I was like, I do
but
the
that's
exact
all I do.
Same.
Scroll, scroll, scroll. Yeah. Even sometimes I don't buy anything and then I'll just get I'll order a water because I'm that lazy.
Yeah,
can't
yeah,
leave
yeah.
All night. And 2 full fat cakes. And I'm like, well, that's up then. Then I'll be like, scroll, scroll, scroll. Zap, zap, zap.
Oh my God, wait, listen to this. Proposed to my boyfriend with a bag of chips and a romantic walk by the sea. Oh my God, sick. You're proposing to him. She's gone 2 fingers crossed. How sweet.
Oh my God.
What does it for her?
Oh, a bag of like fish and chips. Chippies.
A bag of chips. I'm guessing, chip. Yeah, yeah, lovely
quite
fish
weird.
And
where's
chips.
Where's the fish? Or like the sausage?
Well, I
what's
don't know.
What's your fish
I think
and chips
right.
order?
Mushy peas, I love.
I don't
same.
Like mushy peas.
Do you not?
Oh, it reminds me of school. Mushy, isn't it? It reminds mushy. Me of dodgy school.
I love tartar
mushy
sauce.
Say so mushy peas are the best thing.
Mushy peas are amazing.
Oh, no.
Do you know what? I'm not
like
a massive fish and chip girl.
Neither am I.
I
don't really remember
it.
The last time I had a fish and chips. It's not something I crave that much.
No. Oh, God, no. But I'm a battered sausage, not a battered cod.
I was the same until I learned it was Frankfurter, and then I was like, it has to be a fish. Very battered. Unlike you.
I mean, I don't go to don't have that. A chippy every Friday,
no,
let me
I
tell
know.
You. But I did back in the day. No, I didn't. when I was at uni at Newcastle, we used to go to the beach,
yeah.
and then we'd have fish and chips.
Lovely.
Yeah. And the lovely ice cream.
Oh, my God, oh no, my what God, a dream. Love. There's something about a seaside. It's like the seaside... Just the food is always the same wherever you go. The
yeah.
fish and chips.
Only in
holiday
UK.
Food.
Brighton.
Yeah. Not Brighton,
in, not if you're in the sea in Spain. You're not having
oh,
a battered cod and
no,
fish.
No, no, no,
I know. Okay, someone else. Galentine's plans. Magic Mike for a girl's night out. That is
oh
so
God,
good.
Oh my God, I went.
You did that last year.
And I honestly had one of the best nights of my life.
It ended up like getting with one of the Magic Mike boys.
No, you didn't.
Yes, you did.
Really, Adler? Why haven't you told me this? Why have you not told me this?
Because it wasn't even like, it was just like they went on like out, they were there, and she was like, kissing.
Which one was it? Manny?
No, it wasn't Manny.
Oh, he's fit.
He's quite fit.
Yeah.
No, I went with like a big group of girls.
Why we went on a brand trip.
It was really random. And then, you know, we stayed on for a bit. We all had drinks afterwards. And then Magic Mike boys came and spoke to us all. We all got quite drunk. And I ended up kissing one of them.
Sorry, that's a story to tell.
Such a great Galentine's like evening.
It was
that
so much fun.
Ask
was
really
it for VJ?
Then we ended up at a silent disco.
No.
I always imagine silent disco like, dancing. Being so weird.
So weird, especially when you don't really know them.
Like, sorry, what did you say?
What was that?
I remember,
I really
live
happy memories
talk.
Of Magic Mike. It was fun.
I really want to go.
Should we go? Should we plan
yes.
to go?
I kind of thought you were going to do that for my London hem, but I don't think you have.
Oh my God, what?
Oh my
you
God,
told me just to... What?
That would have been so fun. It's not
oh
too late.
Oh my God, I've literally done nothing.
It's not too late.
Okay, well, me and Ruby can be on the case for that.
Yeah, right.
I thought we were going down a different route. Yeah, but that's still
would
like...
Would you like that? I think it would be so fun.
Well, I don't know. Is it lols? I don't like theatre when I get like itchy toes, you know? When
no,
I'm,
no,
like,
it's not like that. But they pick you up. It's like interactive. They'll like point at you in
not,
the
well,
crowd.
Because you're 2 foot tall and size zero. So that's why they pick you up.
No, they didn't pick me up. They didn't. I wasn't picked. My friend was.
She wasn't the hen. But if you're the hen or whatever.
Oh my God, I can go.
You would be like taken
no,
up.
No, can we do it?
Okay, well, we'll see if we can pull some strings.
Yeah.
Replacing the holiday I was going on with my recent ex with Gal's trip to Paris instead.
Love
delightful.
That. Good for her.
Love that. We've got a no idea, but absolutely Galentine's decided to create an Insta to document my dating life instead. Interesting. So
cool.
She's going to like video her dates and give feedback from them.
My friend does that, or used to do that.
Who? Quite lol.
Darcy used to have a TikTok about dating.
A private
oh
one.
My God, really?
No, and then she deleted it because it all got a bit... Like,
people were like looking.
And...
Yeah, boys surely are like, oh, well,
but also so interesting for other girls.
Yeah, it's really
she
good.
She did quite well on a few of them, actually.
I think it's quite good.
People,
it's very rare that people are like actually really honest about stuff. I feel like we're really honest on this podcast.
Perhaps
about like
too honest.
Maybe sometimes too honest. I like hate myself sometimes. I'm like, why did I say that? But then I also think it's so beneficial for you guys that are like, oh, I can relate, blah, blah, blah.
Also, it's too much effort to like not tell the truth.
I know.
Like it just slips out my tongue.
Same. Slips out my tongue.
No holding back.
This is really nice.
This is lovely.
Really. If it was in a champagne glass, it'd be nicer. Yeah.
I think that... Technically is. Mine
Yours
one.
Is. Mine isn't. But c'est la vie. I really don't like the new champagne, like long glasses with no stem. You know, that's the new like thing.
What? Oh, as no. in like they just
They're
have
just
a
like a glass, like a normal
bottom.
Water glass. Yeah, a little round bottle.
Oh, that's a tumbler for wine.
Yeah, tumbler.
I don't put champagne
that.
In that.
Yeah,
I've
they
seen
do
them.
In some
do they?
Places.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, we've got a wholesome story for
we
you,
love
babe.
It. We love a wholesome story.
So last year, I had my first Valentine's that I got so anxious and excited for, and it turned out to be not what I had planned for at all.
Uh-huh.
It was a nice night, but I put more effort into it than he did from the point that the relationship just went downhill and we broke up. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I'm happily single now. I'm going to spend Valentine's Day with one of my best mates getting smashed on the beach. I'm feeling very lucky
so
for the wonderful people I have around me.
Lovely.
And how much happier I am this year than last.
Stunning stuff.
God,
that's what we love to hear.
Happy.
Girl power.
Yeah.
Love
when you're in that place where you're like, that's just the best place
it's
in the
you
world
feel
to be.
So mentally, so mentally strong.
Yeah. So
when
mentally
you're on your
strong
own and you're
alone.
So happy and you're like, no one can like disturb
no one's
my peace.
Gonna like, yeah, yeah.
When you just like your own company, there's nothing about it. I love my own company.
I don't now. Now I think I've got like an, this is me being too honest, I think I've suddenly developed since like we've rekindled our romance, Toby and I've developed like an unhealthy attachment now where I like, I'll leave him and I'll be like, oh my God, I miss you so much. And it's like, really? I get that a bit with you and Hermione.
No, I like my own company, like, but it's because we FaceTime loads. If we didn't, I don't like sitting on my own.
Like, yeah, I don't like feeling, I suddenly feel more lonely now when I'm by myself than I ever have done before, weirdly.
Really?
But it's because you don't live together, I think.
Yeah, but yeah.
If you live together, you're kind of like lovely if they have a couple hours out the house. Well, you're really lonely.
Yeah, you appreciate your alone time, whereas now I almost
dread
it. I
don't think you're quite at that stage yet because you're so, like, you're in the honeymoon period.
Yeah,
for
you
sure.
really are in the bubble.
Whereas
yeah,
I'm like, Jamie, off you go to the gym.
But
please.
I am also appreciative of, like, being on my own a bit. I can't be glued to someone's hip every second of the day. I'd go mad.
You know what? And I'm the same. I wouldn't want it, but for some reason, when I am alone.
I know what you mean.
You're and then, no like, one's I answering them. Their phone. Yeah. And, like,
oh, no, when no one else.
Oh, no.
Well, no, because it's. Well, to be fair, it's you two I FaceTime and Hermione.
Yeah.
I genuinely have never felt this lonely. It's very strange. I've got an unhealthy attachment. I'm never. I know. I need to get to a therapist or something. Just to get let go of this unhealthy attachment I've got to my love.
We'll work.
We'll work through it together.
Sometimes these things just happen. Like you go through
a wave of it.
I think it's a natural process. Like sometimes we go through waves of being like, I'm so happy alone, and sometimes I'm like, I hate it. Righty ho, celeb news, where we have to talk about this. I don't know how we haven't already, Molly Mae's baby.
Bambi Fury.
What? I'm sorry. Firstly, I just love Molly Mae so much. She's,
I do as well.
To me, we always talk about it. To me, she just brings me calmness. Like, she's my, I get in the bath and I watch Molly Mae every time I speak.
Yeah, YouTube. I find her very calming.
Just so calming.
And she's very, like, she is very honest and transparent on there.
Yeah.
Like, did you see what she was saying about when she tried to breastfeed herself?
Yeah.
She put her whole boob up.
She was so concerned
that she wasn't, like, no milk was coming out of her.
So she's like, I've got to try
myself. And she was like, I had friends that are pregnant that were, like, producing milk at, like, 20 weeks. She was like, I'm 40 weeks pregnant and nothing's come out. So she was like, my boobs are that big.
Wait, did anything come out?
No. But she really gave it a good go.
I appreciate
it. I feel like it'd be the wrong direction because it's like gravity's not going in your favour there. You've got to sort of like...
I would put a breast pump around it and see what would happen.
Yeah.
Right. I think she's had quite a lot of...
backlash.
She's had to turn off the comments.
Oh no.
Get over it. I might call
people are so mean about the baby
that's
name.
Horrible.
It's so horrible.
It's so horrible. You're entitled to your own name. Like,
also, why do people care?
I think it's got a really cute little why do people care?
She might look like a little deer, like a little Bambi.
I thought the
Bambi
the
Fury.
Bambi thing in the like the cart was really sweet.
Yeah.
Exactly. Her room's gotta be decorated in Bambi.
Oh yeah.
Everything.
It was done
Bambi
quite tastefully.
Must be her favourite room. Favourite film.
I wonder why she wonder what the story is behind her picking Bambi.
Well, she
ever
said
that?
In a YouTube, she said there's always only ever been one name. So it was always
boy or
she
girl,
was
16, it was gonna be Bambi.
So random.
No, it was always one name for a girl, one name for a boy.
Fine.
So when she found out she was having a girl, there was no like back and forth with names. It was just this is what I was always going to call my girl.
What about Tommy being involved? Was he like, okay then?
Apparently he liked it, luckily. But there was never going to be any like conversation about it. She was like, I want it. And then he just happened to like it. I think he's pretty chilled anyway.
Yeah. He sounds like he's quite relaxed. Mind you, oh my God, did you see is it Tyson Fury? It's like comment to like Tommy Fury.
No.
It was like, did anyone else see it?
Jake Paul's fighting Tommy.
Yes.
And Jake Paul's the one that announced that Molly'd had her baby before Molly did.
Oh no.
So everyone knew that Molly'd had the baby because Jake Paul tweeted about it.
Right, and he's right the there. One, he commented something on Tommy Fury's picture, when Tommy posted, like, Daddy's Little Girl, his first picture, this Jake Paul person, like, commented something quite outrageous. I can't remember what it was, but it was...
There's beef going
there's
on there
a
for
lot
sure.
Of beef.
Oh, 100%.
His prime drink sucks, sorry.
And they're, like, £15 as well. They do suck.
They taste like shit, and it says no artificial flavours. I'm like, this literally tastes like a Calippo with, like, 600 grams of sugar in, and it's like
it probably does
no artificial. But apparently, America, you can literally say everything's non-artificial, even if it is.
The American standards are really terrible compared to ours. Our standards are really high.
That's why like Coca-Cola and Fanta and everything tastes so different out there because there's so much more sugar in it.
Yeah.
So they can get away with it.
Really, and McDonald's, like the difference, like ours is like healthy food compared to their McDonald's.
Yeah,
it's crazy, isn't it?
Oh no, not for me.
Right, what else is going on in the world? What else is going on in the world? Oh, just time to watch your dad get knocked out. That's what he commented.
Oh, God.
That was the comment, right?
Because that's like the baby's been born before their big fight.
I mean, at least it wasn't like something worse.
Yeah, to be fair, I thought it would be a lot worse. But yeah. Drama. What else is going on in the world? Okay, right. This week is the 20th anniversary of the iconic rom-com How She's Gone in 10 Days. That, for me, Matthew McConaughey, and that's like one of the best men.
Kate Hudson.
Oh, that yellow dress.
And I love...
I haven't watched that film in about 10 years, but it was...
I've actually watched it quite recently.
Yeah, same. It's one of my like background hangover films.
Just go
you
with it.
You both love
that
a little
vibe.
Like...
Rom-com. We do.
Melissa's always like, Ruby, like, you watch such dark television.
I do that when I'm so relaxed. When I'm not hungover. Hungover, like, anything sad makes me all dark.
Yeah. No, Sophie, she watches scary stuff. In Bali, I was walking in her room, I was like, what is this?
What was it?
Some murdered plot twist thing.
No, it's like quite scary stuff that you watch by yourself. I'm like, how do you watch this? It's just such a tiny event.
Jamie watches like YouTube things of murderers getting interviewed.
I love that. Interrogation.
Oh my God, did you see the Netflix one with that? You'll love that. The Netflix one with the hillbilly, like the hitchhiker.
Oh yeah, the hitchhiker. Oh my God, what was it called?
Don't know.
I watched it.
He was fucking weird.
He was a weirdo.
Did you watch the Jeffrey Dahmer thing? That's what you were watching by yourself.
Dahmer,
that's
scary.
If she was watching the Jeffrey Dahmer documentary by herself,
that
I
was
like,
really
are you just
scary.
No,
that's
fuck?
That was
done really well. It was actually really good.
Convince me to watch. I'm like, no.
The what was the other one? You know, there was a movie Zac Efron played in.
Oh, Ted Bundy, yeah.
Yeah, the Ted Bundy.
I never watched that.
That was good.
I watched the documentary.
I didn't watch the movie, but I watched the documentary.
Same.
Yeah, good.
Watch the doc, but not the movie. I'm going to be too creeped out. Okay, also,
Melissa,
Caitlin.
You're quite bad on anything that's scary.
Yeah, I am. I'm terrible. Caitlin has unfollowed Kendall.
Maybe
on Instagram.
It was by mistake.
What do we think this is?
Oh my God.
That upsets me because they were like the closest.
To be fair, maybe it is by mistake. You're right. It's so easily done. I unfollow people. It's so easy. You just click and it's gone.
So easy.
I follow loads of like old women with cats and I'm like, why have I followed you?
I accidentally follow people all the time.
Yeah, me too. Oh my God, poor Kendall and Caitlin.
But I feel like their PR is so hot, they would have been like, whoa, 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 a press article's going to come out. Like, someone's like, that's intentional. But also, like, so lame.
Why wouldn't you just mute?
And Kendall's, like, the sweetest one out of them, and they were the closest they used to ride ponies.
Oh, yeah, and have all the cars in common, like the vintage cars.
And go out to Malibu into, like, the fields or the sand.
But I think when Caitlin changed into Caitlin... She then became more close with Kylie and had more in common with Kylie because she even became more feminine. They would talk about makeup and stuff. And I remember Kendall being like, it's really sad because I used to be really close to my dad and we used to have X, Y, and Z in common. And now Kylie's closer with her. I know. Because Kendall's like a bit of a tomboy and she would have that. And
Kendall's
now,
like definitely like the shyest out of them all and seems like the most like wholesome.
She's more likely to be our friend, I guess. Do you think?
I would like to be Kim Kardashian's friends if I'm going to be honest.
Or
Kylie, because I'd like
actually,
to
I think Courtney. I just, there's something about Courtney. Yeah, no. Maybe not with the Travis Barker stuff.
Courtney,
recently,
I'm over her. I think she used to be my favourite.
Funny dating disasters. Let's talk about it.
Okay, so guys, we've also got some funny dating disasters, which we thought would be quite funny for this Galentine's episode. So the first one I got is I met a boy on Tinder when I turned up to the date. He was buying another guy a drink. No!
Oh my God!
Maybe he thought it was you, because Tinder, like, you know.
You know what someone's name is, and you know what someone looks like.
What a player.
It's not a blind date. Fair enough, it's a blind date.
No, that's not right. Well, what did she do? I need to follow
her. I know,
her.
We need more information.
Reeves,
oh my God, I shat myself on a first date. He washed me down and put me to bed and we married 2 years later. Oh my God, that's a nice story, a nice ending, but why
I'm fascinated by every
I shat myself on a first date. God, that must have been really unfortunate for you.
She must have been all really drunk. Oh my God, and then like just let her bowels go. Not that I don't know if that's a thing, but...
It's the fact that he washed her down on a first date. That's true love.
That's true love.
That is true love.
No. Even Jamie being my husband, I'd be like, no, shower yourself down, love.
Yeah, I'm not helping you do that. That'll make you throw up. That'll make you wretch. Oh my God,
okay,
that's
horrible.
Okay,
I've got one. So someone has said, I dated a guy who told me he couldn't call me at New Year's because the phones will be busy.
What? The phone lines will be busy.
That is terrible. We're in 2023.
I don't understand.
That's
just a cop out.
That's just a complete lie.
He's just like, I've got the police are calling me. That was him being like, I'm literally giving you the shittest excuse to get the hint. I'm sorry, Sam.
Well, men can be awful.
Women
are pussies. They can't just go.
They can't just
say
it.
I'm not into.
Yeah.
So that pathetic.
They
hit.
Give like a. You're so right.
And then that little girl's gonna be like, oh, you
that little girl.
Oh, the phone line's busy.
Gosh, how busy he is. Who's the other
one? Oh my God, OG's shutting down. It's on New Year's Eve.
For fuck's sake.
Oh my God.
I called someone the wrong name for 5 days. I put the wrong name on the bowling TV. No!
Oh my God.
He's a pussy for not telling you correctly.
That is so death. Why wouldn't he tell you?
That's just so awkward. It would get to a point where it's so awkward, like date six, to be like, sorry, it's actually Ryan.
No, no, no.
Oh my God, imagine.
I'm not Ben, I'm Ryan.
Imagine you start calling Jamie Tom and he's like, fifth day, I'm really sorry, but I have to tell you. That changes everything.
That's awful.
You'd be telling all your friends about five days.
The bowling thing is now coming up. Tom's go. No, it's
Tom, Ryan. It's your turn.
Oh my God. He must have really liked you as well. I found it really funny. Maybe he probably found it quite funny. Like, lol.
So we got another one. I once went on a date with this guy. He was coming out of the bathroom, which was about 10 meters away, and danced the whole way back to the table in front of everyone.
No. And you know what? If you don't fancy him, that's the worst thing.
Like,
oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, no.
But what part of his brain thought that would be a good idea?
I don't know. Nerves just do weird things to people sometimes.
People are irrational.
People are really irrational.
That's really hectic. I'd be like, ah, no.
Oh my God. He started talking about his kit bag, meaning his BDSM kit, and winked at me. Cringe. No. That's on a first date.
No, that's too much.
That's also quite disrespectful. Like, don't assume she's going to fuck you on the first date, mate.
Yeah, no assumptions.
I think he was also probably just trying to gauge, like, is she going to be up for it if we carry on dating? Do you know what I mean?
Well, no. Like, let her warm into it. At least have sex first. Imagine.
Oh, yeah, 100%. But maybe he's deep into the fetish that he's like...
Yeah, but then no. That gives me the ick. It's very Army Hammer for me. I'm not into it.
We've got the funniest thing ever to discuss.
What?
So there was a dilemma about a girl last week. She wrote in, and actually it was when me and Toby were hosting, the two of us. She wrote in and said that she had this boyfriend they'd been dating for just under a year, very in love. I think they lived together. He had this new job that was suddenly very stressful, and he'd like stopped like having sex with her, stopped kissing her very much.
No.
And he was talking about these two new girls at work quite a lot.
No, I'd have a meltdown.
And she was like, what's like, he's my one, like, what's the vibe? Then she, we gave her advice. She followed up to me and Sophie last week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And me and Sophie gave some, and she basically said that like they were on really great terms, but she went through his emails and she had seen that when she went away for a week, he had booked an Uber to go to this person's address that she doesn't recognise at 10 p.m. at night.
And then there was no
sketch.
And there was no return home Uber.
No.
And she was like, I haven't had the balls to ask him about it. Like, what does this mean? So me and Sophie were like, go to the house. And I suggested...
go to the house.
Well, just see who it is.
Ruby as well was so the saying this. Like, no, guys, that's too far.
Knock.
Not go in, but just sit outside and observe and see whose house it is. Like, okay, spy kids. And then I suggested there's this thing called WhatsApp Web where you can scan in someone's phone into the computer and you can see all their messages live.
I think it's quite well known, by the way. I got a lot of...
What is it? WhatsApp Web?
You have it on your laptop.
Oh, it's just your WhatsApp feed. I've seen this.
Yes. So I was like, but I know you can do it on anyone's laptop. So I could grab the laptop and...
And you can see the live...
So I could grab the laptop and then grab Toby's phone, scan his phone into my laptop, and then I'd have a live feed of his WhatsApps. Anyway, so
Would I want that? Would you want that?
No. Well, Jamie found it. Also, Jamie's is literally just podcast. If I did it, it'd be so disappointing. And then he'd be like, you're literally psychotic.
Anyway, we gave the stupid advice to this girl to do it. And I think a lot of you guys, listeners, took it and did it.
Oh, God.
And one of you is written in, your boyfriend might be notified if you hack in, scan your phone to your laptop, download the messages. I did this, downloaded his messages, and I was having a joyful old time going through his WhatsApp until he received this notification on his phone. And it basically pops up like WhatsApp, syncing with WhatsApp on a Mac iOS, stopped, opened WhatsApp to resume.
And he went, if you want to read my WhatsApp, just let me know.
Yeah, he goes, yeah, that's right. Then he texted me this. I can show you WhatsApp later if you're trying to get on
quite it. Quite good question chat from mark! Him. Like, that's very
good chat from
that's
him.
Very Jamie. That's very what Jamie say to me.
But also, absolute death. I am so sorry. I take full responsibility for giving you that idea, that inspiration.
Yeah, no one do it. Abort mission. Listen here,
I'm so
right
happy
now.
That I haven't done it.
Oh my God, I would be so... I mean, you know what? I rate
if you find
it.
Something, it's kind of like,
then there's no problem with the initial...
But if you don't,
then
it's death.
But if you don't find anything and they've been notified, I don't know how you then come back from that without looking fully psycho.
Trust is like kind of gone then, and then the boy will think you're sketchy and it's just like, you look, yeah, no.
Yeah,
I also just don't really think, unless you've got given reason, never look through someone else's phone. Like, if Jamie was looking through my phone, I would lose my shit. Just, obviously, there's nothing to hide, but it's just so disrespectful and weird.
A bit of privacy, a bit.
It makes,
yeah.
It's just odd. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? Girls will be girls, and I feel like we're just nosy creatures. No, when sometimes. You've got
like a gut feeling, go for it. But like otherwise, just
sometimes
like,
you got to do what you got to do. I'm not hating on it. If I had a gut feeling, I would do it. 100%.
Yeah, same. But like, don't do it because you're bored. Which is
You know.
Yeah.
We've had a lovely time.
Finish that bottle.
That was delicious. Sparking.
Yeah, we're going to now go drink some more because it's a Friday and it's lovely. But Ruby Adler, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Tiny Tim, we love you so much. We're so happy for you and thank you for coming on.
Love you. Thank you for having
love
me.
Love you.
Should we rate
bye
the wine?
Guys. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to give it a 6.
Really, I would give the sparkling wine a 7.
I am going to give it a 7. It's not my favourite sparkling wine, but I thought it was actually delicious and I've had the best time.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.